Welcome to the Reflections on Leadership podcast with Carl Bimshaw.
Your customers may not love you as much as you think. I cringe whenever I hear a small business owner or executive boast about how much their customers love them. How do you know your customers love you? Because they keep giving you money? It'd be sad if that was your only metric. Remember that 80% of the companies in the market claim they deliver superior customer service, while only 8% of customers think those same companies deliver superior customer service. A client who does repeat business with you is not a strong indication of love. You have frequent users who actively dislike doing business with you but don't say a word. Only about 4% will share their dissatisfaction with you. So why do they keep coming back? Because they love you? No. Because the switching cost is too high. There's not another viable alternative, yet. Or you aren't a big enough priority in their decision-making. In other words, they're just not that into you. The brutal fact is that it's improbable that all your clients love you. The good news is, they don't all have to for you to have solid and reputable customer satisfaction. Good client service involves an ecosystem built on your reliability, responsiveness, and commitment to the relationship. Like any relationship you value, it requires proactive effort, cultivation, and vigilant attention. How well are you doing? Here's a series of thought starters, each with a follow-up prompt to hold you accountable and prove your claim. Use this as a guide for how committed you or your organization are to customer service. Don't cheat yourself or your clients. Answer honestly. 1. Is your organization focused on customer service improvement? What was the last thing you improved? 2. Does your company have a formal process for improving customer service? Where is it documented, and who has access to it? 3. Does your organization inspect customer service processes? How do you know it works? 4. Is your organization's vision of ideal customer service clearly defined? What is it? 5. Has your organization calculated the cost of losing a client? How much are they worth? 6. Are the employees in your organization clear about who their internal and external customers are? Do they serve them differently? 7. Does your organization measure customer satisfaction? How? 8. Are customer-facing employees free to take action to resolve a negative customer experience? How much authority do they have, and do they know you trust them? 9. What strategies does your organization use to improve customer satisfaction? Name them. 10. Does your organization engage in regular training to improve customer service? What was the last one? When is the next one scheduled? Here's a bonus question. What are your organization's current vital few customer improvement issues? Knowing what you now know, what is your most important next action? Don't be arrogant about your customer service. Even if you're doing a fantastic job, it doesn't sell well for you to brag. When you overestimate your claims, you set up unfulfillable expectations for new prospects. As a small business owner, executive, or stakeholder, use the questions above to improve customer service in your organization. This has been Carl Bimshaw. Thanks for listening. Keep advancing confidently in the direction of your dreams and help others along the way.
You want to be the best manager and leader you can be, but let's face it, it's exhausting. Some days you feel overwhelmed and you don't even know where to start. Did you know there's a way you can improve your leadership without spending a small fortune? With titles like How to Manage Change, Lead on Purpose, and the Sales Management Monthly Briefing, you'll get a better grasp on your leadership development. Choose from a collection of innovative journals or a series of practical guides with self-assessments, provocative questions, and clear instructions to help you take meaningful action. Use the leadership workbooks on your own or with your team at your own pace. You'll uncover new perspectives and get profound insights. Leadership workbooks are interactive, thought-provoking, and affordable. You'll want to get extra copies because they are a great leadership resource to have on hand for your organization. Check them out at leadershipworkbooks.com.
Thank you for listening to the Reflections on Leadership podcast, produced by Carl Bimshaw Consulting, the leadership development and accountability firm that helps busy professionals to challenge, disrupt, and dramatically reduce the influence of lousy leadership in their business. Learn more at carlbimshawconsulting.com. Manage better, lead well.
Subscribe to the Reflections on Leadership newsletter on LinkedIn.